This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As we continue trying to sort things out and separate the influences. But the other question I would have then, and maybe it goes back to Greg Bishop's co-creation, because we are conditioned by the Star Trek universe and the Star Wars universe to envision spacecraft in certain ways. And there are overlaps because they both have some kind of warp drive, that kind of thing. Do we think here that what we see in terms of UFOs may also be colored by that?
Personally, I think they're definitely. There's no doubt about it. And here would be an example, I think, of just how much entertainment or television can influence the field as well. I think, when we see when certain television shows launch, then a bunch of reports come in, and there has been correlation with even shapes on those reports. I think the biggest thing right now, we're getting a bunch of articles or why have UFO reports gone down? Well, the percentage that they've gone down is very little from, 7,000 to like 5,000. So it's still thousands of reports like organizations like MUFON are getting. However, they have gone down. I follow them on a regular basis, but that's because Hangar One, when Hangar One came out, which was a television about MUFON, that's when they got a huge spike in reports, and the second season came out, and that year was the second highest reports. And then, so now that the show's off the air, reports have really gone down because people just don't know where to report. It's reflective on the media. So I think definitely, especially with all the triangles, certainly people, even the concept of this TR-3B. Now people are taking videos of really largely commercial aircraft and often they have three lights on and it looks like a triangular formation. And that night, people think, oh, that's got to be a triangle UFO. Actually, it's an airplane. So I think so. I think that personally that media does influence. It's unfortunately we can't find out how much.
Well, I mean, there is some good data on that. Like the 1996 UFO wave in Great Britain, for example, sightings soared from 117 in 1995 to over 600 in 1996. And that corresponded with the X-Files popularity at the time. Mm. And so skeptics say, well, everybody's watching the X-Files, so therefore that explains it. But does it really? I mean, I think we can say that, well, that doesn't mean the reports aren't genuine. It could be simply because now that it's more accepted in culture to talk about it, that people are coming forward and talking about their experiences without as much fear of ridicule.
Mm, that makes sense. I mean, just like we were talking about earlier with Hangar One coming out, that didn't necessarily mean people were making up sightings. Actually, they got a lot of historical sightings where people were like, hey, I had a UFO sighting. I didn't know I could report it. I'm going to report it. And a lot of the sightings they were receiving were not current, but from the past, to speak to your point, that they were a variety. They weren't influenced to report a UFO. They finally found out they could report a UFO, so they did.
Oh, sure. And, of course, we hear we've all listened to Stanton Friedman and how he talks about when he does his lectures that he'll – his audience, how many people have seen a UFO? And quite a few people will put up their hand, and then he'll ask, well, how many people have reported them? And then maybe only a handful, two or three of quite a several dozen might put up their hands. So there's a lot of people that see them and just aren't reporting them for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. And all that the media does when it becomes acceptable is encourage people to talk about it more.
Right. Yeah. So, at least, especially in those cases, I think the craft, it doesn't, not influencing it in a negative way or.
And there has been a real shift in the way that the public and even the media has looked at the phenomena and the subject matter since this To the Stars Academy
thing
came out. So, you know, can you comment on that a little bit? What's your perspective
definitely.
There?
I think there's been a huge change in that, you know, I monitor, that's kind of mainly what I do, is monitoring the media regarding this topic and you know, on a regular basis. And then also being out there, the reason I monitor it also is to get a pulse so I know, you know, what is going to be most effective. And I work with a media organization that, you know, Den of Geek right now I'm writing for, before I wrote for Huffington Post. And surprisingly, Den of Geek is even more careful about the credibility. They don't want to be seen as, you know, kind of a conspiracy group. So when I write a UFO article for it, it's got to be well sourced and it's got to be very credible. But they've been more open. I don't think they would have. I'm don't think they would have posted my UFO stories if it wouldn't have been for this situation. There's a writer named Tyler Rogaway, who's a defense writer, who very credible person, writes about jets and everything. He has been writing UFO stories since that happened because he feels that now it's more credible. And he says everybody in aerospace is interested in UFOs. He says if someone in aerospace says they're not interested in UFOs, they're lying, is what he told me, actually. And not only that, we've had more reports. I often reference a Washington Post article that came out that said UFOs are now a credible topic because of rock star Tom DeLonge, and which I think is pretty accurate, actually. And that's an example of even the Washington Post saying out there, hey, UFOs are fair game now. You know, it's a credible topic. And it has been. Fox News has had several, especially Tucker Carlson, taking the topic very seriously. He's had Lou Elizondo on. He's had Nick Pope on. He's had David Fravor, that pilot we talked about, on. They've also been on CNN, and they've been treated very well. So it's a different game. We have crossed the tipping point, is what I like to say. I have a lecture on it. And now it is a credible topic. One example I gave, I just posted a video where some UFO researchers were all talking about this very topic. And I have some comments on there. And one of the comments I made is, you know, especially lately, more and more, I get to talk with NASA and space people. And when I interview an astronaut, for example, Scott Kelly, I got to do this. You know, he's a very famous astronaut right now, and I got to interview him. And I felt more comfortable, and it was more okay for me to ask him about UFOs because I can preface it. The DOD, it turns out, has been investigating UFOs for several years. What do you think about that? So it's a credible way for me to broach the topic without just seeming like it's coming out of left field. And so it's changed. Everything has changed. And there's kind of been, though, a bit of a polarization where there has been, with some quote-unquote UFO researchers, kind of this rejection of this whole kind of new paradigm we're in. I think they liked the old paradigm where it was more fringy. But I really feel positively about, you know, this new direction we're moving in, where we're getting more credibility, because hopefully we can get more scientific research.
Yeah, but you'd wonder here, maybe one reason why they resent that is because UFO researchers as a whole will largely become irrelevant if
I disagree
traditional,
with that.
Well, if traditional science takes it over, it doesn't mean that they won't have a place. Maybe some will have a place. And remember, there are real scientists involved in UFO research. But the real fringy types may resent somebody taking away their plaything.
Well, and here's why I disagree with that, and why I think they shouldn't worry. I agree with you that I think that is their concern. But if you play nice with these people, you will actually, I think, get more benefit. And the reason why is that you get more attention, and then that you get in the game and in the conversation, the big conversation. Because, like, for instance, Open Minds, we're more on the skeptical range of things, I think, you know, because we're mostly trying to look at things in a more journalistic manner and give you all of the facts and information, and not necessarily coming down one way or another.
You're not evangelizing, is the point. We've got a little bit more, with Alejandro Rojas of OpenMinds.tv and the International UFO Congress. with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
When Alejandro does that, the Paracast, he becomes a totally different person. We've got a couple of more segments with Alejandro Rojas. We're talking about the changes in UFO research and the possibility here that UFOs are becoming acceptable.
Right. And I want to finish that thought I was saying. And this is the experience that I've had. and why the more fringe kind of ideas should embrace this new environment and get involved and in the conversation. Because one, once people get interested, then they start to explore all the different areas. And I've experienced that quite a bit with my own viewership. A lot of people, they just want to tip their toe, you know, kind of get the temperature of this weird UFO arena, and they feel Open Minds is a safe place to do that. And then they get hooked, and then they see all that, everything else out there. And then they start to move into these more, even more fringe areas, and they start to explore different things, and which lends to increasing these other audiences. And that can happen with these, you know, the same thing can happen if you open up and are trying to be positive and working with these new groups of people that are getting involved. Because first of all, it's going to get your attention. It's going to show you're a professional. And as people begin to look into UFOs, they'll start to look into whatever you're talking about. And I know this as a fact, and this is kind of even true of me and other journalists or scientists. When you're presenting credible information, you're not presenting your opinion. You're presenting information. So you're never going to know. Most people are like, oh, you think that this and that and this. You don't know what I think. You haven't asked me what I think. You don't know what those scientists think. And I can tell you from working with a lot of scientists who have an interest in this field that their personal beliefs when they open up are just as fringe as anyone else's. I mean, they are really open to the possibilities. They just need to be careful about what they share and how. And how they substantiate what they're saying. But they are just as into all of this as anyone else. We should try to get away from that us and them attitude whenever we can, like with SETI or anyone, because we have more in common with them, and there's more benefit to trying to work with others than trying to fight.
Absolutely. I think that's a really healthy attitude. And so, while we're at it, though, how about we talk a little bit just about our opinions, what we tend to think is the best case scenario, or our personal beliefs a little bit here, because this is just an informal show. We don't have to prove our opinions here happen to be the case. So what do you think we're dealing with when we're dealing with a UFO report? And by UFO, I mean something, some sort of alien craft. Like, we don't know where it's from, but it's definitely from someplace that's beyond the boundaries and constructs of our known civilization. Just to begin with, use that as a baseline. What do you think we're dealing with?
I think it's hard. I'm the type of guy, and I've over time had to, I'm very loose with my own beliefs. I mean, open-minded, I'm, and a bit agnostic, I guess, in that doubtful that maybe during my lifetime we'll figure this out. Maybe it's something we can't figure out or won't figure out in a long time. But because, and I preface it with that, because my views can change given whatever the data is at the time. And we've certainly received an abundance of data lately with this new Pentagon project. I mean, we haven't got as much information as we'd like, but if you look, there's actually quite a bit of information that we have gotten. So we've got these craft, you know, that are very similar to 1952 or many different military encounters across the globe where these lights are seen zipping around, jets are scrambled, they outrun the jets, take off, and often when the jets go back, leave the area, then the objects come back. I mean, this has been happening for a long time across the world. So what could these things be? It's really hard to say, and some of these more fringe scientists and stuff that I've talked to also like to say, hey, we can't be sure. We don't have information about who's controlling these things, just that they're there. And you hear this with Hunt for the Skinwalker even. John Alexander coined the term precognitive sentient intelligence. It appears to be intelligently controlled, and it can guess what we're going to do next. It's smarter than us to the point where it seems to even know what we're going to do before we do it. Even the Nimitz situation had a part of it that might have been like this. So
right, the object turned around and ended up back at the rally point or something like that.
Exactly.
Before they got there. Yeah.
Exactly. Could it be from elsewhere? Certainly possible. We know that there's got to be life out there and life older than ours. What would we do if we came across a civilization that we were more technologically advanced? We would try to probably observe them without them noticing or without hurting them, like Star Trek. But there's also the possibility, you know, there's a lot of science, and this is interesting from talking to scientists behind the scenes. This is a prevailing idea that you've heard before. People like Jacques Vallée, who is influential with scientists to this day, you know, have kind of put forth this idea of there are areas where the veil is thin, that and essentially where the wall between dimensions is thin. And there could be, especially because science has adopted this idea that there are other dimensions, that there are ways where dimensions sometimes interact with each other. And that could be something that we're observing, or that, you know, some other intelligence has figured out how to skip from dimension to dimension. That could be too.
I think that the whole dimensional, interdimensional hypothesis has evolved somewhat in the sense that when we're dealing with dimensions, it's sort of an inaccurate term. And I think Vallée has even evolved his own outlook on that to think of dimensions as synonymous with other universes. So
right.
Which is a far more plausible concept. And we do have scientists who take very seriously the idea that there are multiverses, a couple of different kinds of multiverses at that. So if it's possible, say, for example, that our universe, the realm that we live in, is some sort of vast construct, perhaps analogous to a simulation like the Matrix, that sure, why couldn't something simply manifest itself into our particular frame of reference and then disappear again? It seems very plausible, and there are scientists and philosophers taking that very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that's another potential. And you know, there are lots of ideas about how these different dimensions work, very technical and difficult to really conceive of, for at least me. So that lends to a variety of different scenarios. But we also don't understand consciousness completely, you know, or intelligence. So there could be cognitive sentient intelligence out there in that manifests in forms that we're not familiar with.
I'll tell you what, let's have another cognitive form that's going to appear momentarily. We've got Gene Randall and Alejandro. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's the first weekend since Hurricane Michael tore through the southeast, and cleanup is now underway as residents of some hard-hit parts of Florida are now just returning to whatever is left of their homes. Tyndall Air Force Base received major damage. Air Force Captain Lindsey Horn.
Every single building on that base is somehow damaged, whether it's fully destroyed or simply a roof is blown off. So their main priority right now is to take care of that base.
The Pentagon says a security breach compromised the records of tens of thousands of workers. As many as 30,000 people, both military and civilians, may have had their personal information and credit card data stolen thanks to a security breach of Defense Department travel records. Officials say the number of workers affected could go up as they continue to investigate what happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Alejandro's going to leave very soon. He's going to leave the building because Elvis is here. And he's going to leave the building with Elvis. Alejandro, with all the stuff that's happening now, the renewed interest in UFOs, the Pentagon UFO study to the stars, all this other stuff. Now they've got this TV drama based on, loosely, on the life of J. Allen Hynek. I think it's called Blue Book, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, with all this stuff going on, maybe more and more credibility, do we see a near-term solution? Or almost solution, or general acceptance that we have UFOs and not just amongst we crazies?
Oh, I think definitely. And I'm excited for this Project Blue Book show. It's going to be on the History Channel. Now, it's going to be fiction. However, J. Allen Hynek, the astronomer who is the consultant for Blue Book and all of the Air Force investigations, is the main character. So they're portraying J. Allen Hynek. So it'll be bring awareness to him, which is important because, of course, he was very skeptical when he started, a debunker, and then, you know, saw that there was enough evidence to show that there's a genuine mystery and became, just like the show says, the first ufologist. And they're covering real cases. Now, these aren't all real cases that Hynek was involved with, but they're real cases that are in Project Blue Book. Many of them very credible cases. In fact, the History Channel has a host of articles about many of these cases. And these are regular journalistic, you know, articles, research articles about the cases themselves. These aren't fictionalized articles. And they demonstrate just how interesting and credible these cases are. In fact, I talked with one of the reporters at length about the Washington, D.C. Article that they wrote. So I think definitely it's bringing in some conspiracy. And New York Comic Con was just this last weekend. That's why we have kind of this huge an abundance of articles this week on it, because the Project Blue Book guys were there at New York Comic Con, the actors and everything promoting it. In fact, you know, I've been reading some articles this morning from them. The people who put it together felt that there was, you know, some lying and some secrecy. So they can kind of come from this conspiracy angle. I think it's going to be really interesting, and I think it will. I think we're in a stage where people want to know more. They're afraid of looking silly, but they do want to know more.
Well, at least that helps, even though it's fiction. But imagine Dr. J. Allen Hynek as an action hero. I saw one of the previews for that show, and that's not the Hynek that I knew. And I didn't know him well, but I met him a few times and talked to him on the phone. That wasn't the guy.
No, this isn't the Hynek. This is a cool, much younger person. He doesn't carry the pipe either like Hynek did. But I think he's going to be a great hero, which is kind of fun. To me, and to many of us, Hynek was a hero. But this guy at least kind of encapsulates kind of in a Hynek facade, a real kind of false molder, kind of those of us out there looking into this topic and trying to figure stuff out. I think he represents more of a cross-section of kind of, you know, us guys out here doing this. So that makes me excited for it, too.
Of course, with Robert Zemeckis as one of the executive producers, this will be Project Blue Book, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
He's played by an actor named Aidan Gillen. I think he's British or Irish or something. I'll look him up. And the show will premiere January 8th, 2019 on the History Channel.
He was Littlefinger on Game of Thrones.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
For any of you who know that. So I'm really excited about that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then the other show out there on this topic, and I do talk to producers a lot. I know they're trying to come up with another show. I don't know why they've been having troubles, but the only other show out there that's big, you know, is Ancient Aliens, and they're going to have their Alien Con coming up here in like a month. And I'm going to do several lectures there in Baltimore, but we went to the Pasadena one. And there were thousands and thousands of people there. It was crazy.
Just noting here that Aidan Gillen is 50 years old, so he's not that young.
Wow.
And he's from Dublin. Mm-hmm. So he's another Irish actor who becomes an American. They couldn't find somebody in the U.S. to play him. Well, I guess he has kind of sort of the look when he gets the beard going.
Yeah, he's got some star power, too, which is always good. So, I don't mind that it's not an American, I guess.
Well, look, Superman, Henry Cavill. All right? Of course. So, obviously British. Commissioner Gordon, the one from the earlier Batman shows. Not the guy who does the farmer's commercial, who was Commissioner Gordon in Justice League, but the one in, like, Batman Begins was another Brit. So, there you go. What the heck?
Yeah, I mean, BBC has been doing a lot of great shows. Of course, Game of Thrones is huge. Some of the others, like The Crown. They've got a lot of very famous people.
And Doctor Who was a woman.
Yes, which I think is kind of exciting. I've been able to... Ooh, Jenna Coleman's going to be at Alien Con. She was a Doctor Who character, another British person. I've also got to be present when we interviewed one of the other Doctor Who. What does he call his buddies? I forget. They're always girls, typically.
They're companions.
These companions. So.
Right. Doctor Who has companions, and that's part of the tradition going back over 50 years. And he had like two or three companions, and he went to one. And now with the current Doctor Who, Miss Whittaker, back to three.
Oh, really? That's cool. I didn't catch the last season yet, which I really need to. And I'm a big fan of Doctor Who.
Jodie Whittaker, Doctor Who. Of course, we remember her from Broadchurch.
Another great thing about Doctor Who, which is another great thing about Star Trek and all these others, is that they're brainstorming really ideas of what aliens may be like. What I love about Doctor Who is this kind of idea of it's convoluted that, you know, extreme technology, it's just like, you know, Arthur C. Clarke said, technology so advanced will look like magic. You know, the technology in Doctor Who is really convoluted and crazy, and some of the scenarios, but that's wonderful, because often scientific discoveries or otherwise, especially sociological, you know, type of things, are things we could have never thought of or conceived of. They're really wild and crazy. So it's another fun thing about Doctor Who is that they're so creative in their wild scenarios of alien life and planets and stuff like that.
Well, it certainly has gotten into our culture. And so there we go. It returns us back to Paul Kingsbury and his research. And I think the field would be lesser without it. If we just stuck to only the hard scientific data, I think we'd be chopping out a lot of really fascinating, important, and fun stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's missing out, because that's one aspect that I love is the culture. By watching how the media handles this and how mainstream handles this is really watching the evolution of our culture and their adoption or perspective on this topic.
Alejandro, you have to go. You have to leave.
I do.
Despite the chains, tell our listeners they want to know more about the things you do. Where do they go?
There's two places you can go. So openminds.tv, of course, is where you're going to find everything that I do as far as UFOs. There'll also be links to the UFO Congress out there, which I'm an employee and the MC. I also have a Patreon page. So just look for Alejandro Rojas on Patreon. And that's where I post everything I do. So I write a lot of articles on space. Like I said, I get to interview some astronauts and some. My most recent story is actually the filmmakers from the documentary Science Fair, which is a really cool documentary.
Alejandro Rojas, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you all.
Coming up next to continue the discussion is the one, the only Curtis Collins. You're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
So we continue with part two of the episode. We had a pleasant conversation, as usual, with my old friend Alejandro Rojas of OpenMinds.tv and the International UFO Conference. And we even have lunch occasionally. He has a good idea of really nice restaurants, so I'm always happy if he pays for it. I'm kidding. In any case, we invited Kurt Collins to join us on the second part of this episode. But before we get into the UFO and paranormal stuff, I wanted to read this story I just picked up from CNN Business. We're doing the show on Friday afternoon. You're hearing it on a Sunday morning or some other time. The headline is, "Hackers Accessed Personal Information of 30 million Facebook users." Now, it seems to me that very little time ever passes before we hear yet another Facebook intrusion, okay? And the attackers apparently exploited a series of bugs on Facebook's platform. Now, every platform has bugs, but this is really annoying because this is the information. For the 14 million worst hit by the breach, they got your username, your gender, locale, language, relationship status, religion, hometown, self-reported current city, birth date, device types used to access Facebook, education, work, the last 10 places you checked into or were tagged in, website, people or pages you follow, and your 15 most recent searches. And that sounds like it's, you know, it reflects everything you do. Of course, Facebook has hundreds of millions of users. And I know some of us do use Facebook on more than a few occasions. I guess we got to be careful. Or use something else. When Facebook become the MySpace and 10 years from now, it'll be just forgotten. Or can we trust anything anymore?
Never liked it. Don't really like Zuckerberg. Just, you know, then the movie Social Media just, okay, after I watched that, it was, okay, I'm getting rid of my account. Not to mention that, you know, people have done the expose on the CIA backing of it and so on. I mean, really, how do we know the hackers weren't CIA in the first place?
That was Social Network, by the way. And one of the stars of Social Network was the same guy who played Lex Luthor in Justice League and Batman v Superman. So maybe we understand there.
He's a good actor.
Yes, he is. He plays crazy very well. So, Kurt, I know you use Facebook a fair amount because I see your posts there. I assume or hope that you mostly keep that to the UFO section?
That's right. You know, one thing that's worried me about a lot of these sites, Facebook and many others, they'll allow you to use a shared identity from, say, like your Google password and everything. So I avoid doing that in most cases. But, you know, if one of these things is compromised, it seems like your information across these other platforms might also be. So you have to be really careful with that. But, you know, Facebook for the way people have tried to use it, you know, can be a great thing, but it's so commercialized, and it's amazing how many people have become basically addicted to it.
And remember, you are the customer in Facebook. You know, it's not like Apple selling you a computer or Microsoft licensing an operating system. With Google, with Facebook, with Twitter, you are the customer. You are the one being marketed, and you are the one who is the target of the ads that finance the service.
You said customer. I think in a way you're the product.
That's right. You're the product. You're the product. They're selling you. They're selling me. You know, that's a waste of money. They're selling me and everything. I don't know why we get into this, but of course, in the UFO field, we've occasionally had the conspiracy theories about people being spied upon by the government, and we think of that as something unique. But right here in the real world, where certainly the UFO world is real, but this is the outside world, the rest of the people, guess what? Everybody's doing it. It's just amazing. We wanted to get into something here that we didn't get into when we were talking to Alejandro and previously when we had Dr. Paul Kingsbury on the show, and that is the Scientific Coalition for Ufology. And this is an interesting development here. Perhaps you, Kurt, can tell us more about it.
The SCU formed when they a witness came to them, a witness to the connected to the Puerto Rico UFO, UAP case in, what was the year that was it, 2013? I think it surfaced. Yeah, it was 2013. It surfaced in 2015 is when the story broke with the video. And he did not want to cooperate for whatever reason with an established UFO organization. Well, the people that he had reached out to was an associate of MUFON. And everyone that she associated was with MUFON. So they decided, well, that they would work outside of MUFON and in this new organization. And I think it was a while before they actually formally pulled it together. But they worked on this case and issued a report. It's been controversial. Alejandro was a big supporter of it. Helped give him a lot of publicity on that. And since then, he's joined the organization in what's the title? Did we see what he was called? Some advisory board capacity?
Well, I'm looking here at what they're calling Alejandro. I'm looking at all about the board here. And the main board, Alejandro is a board advisor, PR. So he uses his position, his status with Open Minds to get the word out. And other people we know about, Robert Powell. Of course, had worked with MUFON. He's been on the show. Dr. Kingsbury, of course, has been on. There's a lot of people here I think we're all going to put on the show. But when you look at the people who are listed as affiliated with it, again, we see some really important names here. So, for example, Chris Rutkowski is going to be back in the PowerCast in a couple of weeks. Dr. Mark Roediger of KUFOS. Kevin Randall, our old friend Kevin Randall, is part of it. So you look at these names, and these are serious people with serious credentials. Mark D'Antonio, another example. And having them, I think, makes you feel more friendly, at least warmer and fuzzier, towards something being done. And it's not as part of the traditional UFO group meme.
I mean, whenever I see the word scientific emblazoned in connection with ufology, I think that just makes it a sitting duck for the skeptics who are going to, and other scientists for that matter, who are going to immediately call it pseudoscience and show us your scientific papers, because they will tear them to shreds.
It's interesting the way it came about, and Robert Powell was the, I forget the exact title, but he was in charge of the scientific investigations while he was associated with MUFON. And I think he basically just took his shop and took it to the SCU. But one thing that was interesting about that was, to me, was at MUFON, he had the description of the scientific board mentioned several people with scientific credentials, but not by name. And I noticed that some of the new people that are also listed as associates in this you know, they'll give their job title or academic credentials, but not their name. So, you know, most of the UFO researchers are named, but the professionals that may be advising them are, some of them are withholding their identity.
Well, that would make a certain amount of sense. But then again, that just speaks to the whole issue that, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm too afraid to come forward because somebody might ridicule me or something like that. So how does that really help? Either way, I think that putting it out there that it's some sort of science really is not the best way to go. And when we were talking with Paul Kingsbury, who is on that board, he was quite a bit in agreement with that, in that he believes it could be studied academically, but science isn't necessarily the best way to go about it because we simply don't have valid, scientific, verifiable material evidence.
I think you're right about having the name science in the title. But I think that it does show that there is something about their approach. They want to. I know that that Robert Powell is really interested in radar cases and things that where, you know, there's some data to analyze, and it's not strictly about you know, the testimony of a witness or certainly not something, you know, something that's been channeled in a dream or anything like that. So, you know, I admire the intent of the organization, but. You know, some of the work they'd done on the Puerto Rico case, I think there was some artistic interpretation of the data. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Let's get into more of this in our next segment. We've got Curtis Collins. We've got J. Randall Murphy and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.